This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. The annual achievement celebration for Catholic Charities Family Self-Sufficiency Program is coming up on April 27th. Participants have much to be proud of as they reach important milestones in their goals for themselves and their families. Listen in as case manager Sochi Villarreal and Ashley, a recent graduate of the program, preview this special event and describe how Catholic Charities accompany single parents and their children as they strive for a brighter future.
Sochi, though, could I ask you to start us off and remind our audience a few basics about the Family Self-Sufficiency Program and what you do as a case manager for clients like Ashley and many others?
Yeah, so the Family Self-Sufficiency Program is a five-year voluntary program. To be eligible, you have to be a single head of household living in Lake County and have children under the age of 18 with you. As a case manager, really my everyday is different. It depends on who I'm communicating that day. It can be anything as connecting them to resources, submitting food pantry vouchers, helping them apply for a certain benefit, or it can be completing their service goals and giving them a call, just checking in, making sure that they're doing okay, where they stand on their goal, and providing that extra support to make sure that they accomplish the action steps that we set during their service plan.
You're so skilled at what you do, Sochi, and I know that you tap into Catholic Charities' network of programs and services, as well as many internal and external partners to assist the participants in the program. Can you talk a little bit about how participants in the program get to know each other through their involvement in the program?
Yeah, this has been an ongoing challenge after the pandemic. We are slowly starting to bring in-person meetings, so that is one way. We have different events where participants can come together. I think for the most part right now, or since after the pandemic, it's been through meeting conversations. So engaging in sharing their experiences, answering concerns, or sharing the same kind of thoughts. And then at events, they get to socialize. So whether it's achievement celebration or our Christmas party, they get to see each other and kind of recognize that they're in the program for the same goals.
And before we bring Ashley into the discussion, Sochi, can you also talk about some of the greatest challenges that participants in the Family Self-Sufficiency Program face and how Catholic Charities is able to help them overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I think for the most part, what we've seen recently is an increase in rent. This is difficult to maintain stable housing. Our participants are single head of households, and so obtaining more than one job just to make rent is challenging. It's being able to connect them to resources, but when it's out of your control, it becomes a little difficult. Other challenges include transportation, childcare, and the lack of support from either family or communities. So again, if our individuals have 2 to 3 jobs just to maintain their rent or utility bills, who's taking care of their children? Who can they connect with? Who can they run to for support? And so it's a variety of different challenges that come up. It's different for every individual. And it's just being able to connect one-on-one and take the time to break it down and see what's available for them in the community.
And remind us how many participants you are assisting right now as one case manager, Sochi?
Yes, I currently have 38 households, but I also have 5 pending intake. So that number will go up shortly.
You are a very busy lady, but I just know that you're so skilled and compassionate and experienced to help every one of those households that you're assisting.
Thank you.
You know, one last question before we turn it back to Ashley. Can you talk about some of the similarities that participants experience as they journey through the Family Self-Sufficiency Program for up to 5 years?
Yeah. So the thing that our participants have in common is their courage. I always give them the biggest props to come into this program and want to see more for their family. That's mostly the biggest motivation for some of our participants, is being able to provide a better life for their children and themselves. And so similarities is the courage, the determination, the love for their family, the passion to do better. And then they're always very patient. Again, challenges come up, but our program participants like Ashley are very strong and very determined, and they keep pushing forward.
And so for anyone in our audience who they themselves or if they know someone who might benefit from this program, before we go any further, I just want to share that contact information. This is Catholic Charities Family Self-Sufficiency Program, and the phone number is 847-782-4233, or you can email the program manager, Patty Fuller, at pfuller@catholiccharities.net. And so I would like to turn now to Ashley, the recent graduate of the Family Self-Sufficiency Program. You know, Ashley, we were so pleased to have you on the Voice of Charity last June. You talked about how the structure of the program was helpful to you and that you liked checking in with your case manager each month. It sounds like those were very productive meetings. Can you share with us what you discussed at some of those, you know, milestone conversations? How's those assisted you along the way?
I think a big thing for me was I was going through a lot. So it's like balancing my kids, balancing work. It was a lot. So being able to like meet with Sochi and meet with Patty just to get those struggles that I felt were on my chest. And it's like, I don't want to give up. I don't want to fail. And being able to talk through and work things out with them, it was a big help. And it was like, I know I can make it.
Well, and I remember last year us being so impressed with your devotion to your family, your devotion to your children. It's so clear that you strive every day to be the best parent that you can be. You know, you also shared on the program that you and your family were now living in a 3-bedroom home after your experience in the Family Self-Sufficiency Program. Tell us about your graduation and how things are going now.
Well, hello.
Hi.
My youngest.
Hi there. You must be so proud of your mom.
A big accomplishment. I say a big accomplishment was the focus and the fact that, you know, so she did reach out and help me to find like credit building and managing a budget, because being in a 3-bedroom house, it is real budget managing. You got to be able to know when you got a little leeway and when you have to make sure that your things are taken care of beforehand.
And always trying to plan ahead, right? Not only a month ahead, but 6 months and a year and several years ahead, right? Isn't that just a big part of the budget experience?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I have to ask, what do your kids say now that you graduated from the Family Self-Sufficiency Program?
No more parties. They enjoyed the parties, especially getting to meet with other kids and just to see, like, it was just a great experience. It's like family oriented, that family self-sufficiency. So it was just getting that ability for my kids to meet other kids and then find out that they were actually going to school, most of the other kids as well.
It really is a small world when it comes down to it, isn't it, Ashley?
Yes.
And so talk to us a little bit about, now that you've graduated, what are the ways that you're able to stay in contact with Catholic Charities Family Self-Sufficiency Program? Because I know that they want to make sure that you know you can always be reaching out and connecting with them if you want to, correct?
Yes. I know that they do have for graduates as well as participants where you can still participate in the monthly meetings. You know, I believe after about 6 months or so, they still check in to make sure everything's okay. Do you need any other assistance with anything? How can we send out resources or referrals as you need them? And it's just, there's still that open door.
And can you talk to us a little bit about the milestones that you achieved, you know, each year in the program, Ashley, and the challenges that you faced, you know, reaching those milestones, but then the complete, you know, satisfaction and pride about overcoming those obstacles and achieving those goals?
I think it began with me when I first started in the program, because I was in the low-income housing and it was just trying to get into a new place and then adjusting with, you know, having my infant child, which was my son, who you had seen earlier. It was just like the struggles, like, okay, how am I going to make sure he's okay? And then my daughter, who was a little bit older than him, it was just like I was giving up at a point in time where I wasn't checking in. It was like I felt like I was starting to fail. And then it was like that break when I moved, and then I was able to reconnect with my case manager, and I was just, each step, it was like, okay, you're almost there. You're almost there. And then when I was getting closer to leaving the program, I'm like, I'm not ready yet. I fell short. I felt like I was falling short. And then the pandemic hit, and that was like, it cut out the meetings. It just cut everything out. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But Catholic Charities and the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, they really pushed me through where I was able to get my PERC card. So I was able to do security, and I was just trying to change my field because I worked in food service for so long. And they gave me the opportunity to get my managers, food handlers. I got my PERC card. It was just like they were just pushing. You want to be better? You say you want better. These are your goals. Here, let's work on these things. Let's work on these things. It was that constant push. And I was able to go from low income housing to market rent housing. Now, you know, Section 8 housing. And it's going to get to a point where I'm going to be paying a mortgage because I'm working towards getting to those things and working on my credit. They've given me so many resources and so many outlets that I was able to get to where I am now.
You must be so proud of all you've achieved, Ashley.
I am.
And so are you working in food services now? You said you achieved a manager's license. Congratulations.
I actually left food service because it just felt like there was no real growth in food service. So I did security for a little duration of time, and then I moved over into, now I have my Class B CDLs. So now I'm a school bus driver.
Wow, good for you. And that's challenging too, with two young kids to be working around that schedule. But that's ambitious because it's study and it's a very probably uplifting to be with all the young children each day.
Every day.
Yeah, but it also must be very satisfying to know how far you've come, you know, personally along this journey.
Yes.
And did you attend the Achievement Celebration every year, Ashley, along the way of your 5-year involvement?
Oh, yeah. I made sure I came every year.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what participants feel as they walk into it? Because I know this year's Achievement Celebration is just coming up on Saturday, April 27th.
Yes. I think a lot of people's biggest thing was like, I made it this far. I can't believe I made it. You know, 5 years before you know it, it's like when you sign in, it's like, oh, my God, 5 years. That seems like a long time. And then by the time you look up, it's like, I'm already at 5 years. I'm graduating. Oh, my goodness. It's like you don't believe it. And then when you can see everything that you've done, it's like that 5 years was so worth it.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.